So today's episode is following on from the last episode. So if you haven't listened to the last episode, you might want to go back and listen to that and then come back here. But make sure you do come back here. Don't forget. And I'm coming at you from Spain. I am here for the next couple of weeks. Come and follow me on Instagram so you can see what I'm up to. And let's get into today's episode. So last episode, we talked about that in between stage of growth and identity shifting, which we all go through on different levels when we're on this personal growth, personal development, spiritual journey, whatever journey you want to call it, we all go through this. And this episode today is following on from that, but we're going a bit deeper into talking about the feeling where you have gone through such an identity transformation, like such an identity shift, that your life has changed. The life that you once lived, the life that you once knew, the identity that you once had has fundamentally changed and it's not coming back. Like, that's what we're talking about today. So you had a lifestyle, you had an identity, you had habits, you had hobbies, you had a way of living, you had a way of thinking, you had a way of being, you may even had a way of dressing, and you have either outgrown all of it, or some of it, or maybe some elements or all of those elements aren't making you happy anymore. Or maybe some of these things have been removed from your life. So out of your control, maybe something in your life has changed, like being asked to leave your job, or maybe a pet has died, or someone that you know or love has died. So these are things that have forced you to change. They are happening in your external. You didn't ask for them, but they've made you change. But as a result of it, you know you are now going to change. Or perhaps you've changed because of a huge personal growth up level and you are catapulted into this void of shifting from an identity that you once had or a life that you once had into a new one. But you don't yet know what that new identity is or what that new life is. It hasn't happened yet. So you feel that you're in this gap and in this space where something has massively shifted, yet the future is still a little bit unknown and that new identity is still a little bit unknown. And that can feel scary, uncomfortable, weird as fuck. It can feel empty. It can feel lonely. It can feel all the things. And it's also okay. You are okay. I can say this because this is literally what I'm shooting out the other side of now. And you are in the middle of a huge up level. That is what's going on. It might not feel it right now. It might feel rough. And if you listen to the last episode, you'll know. This is something I've been going through myself for the last 1 to 2 years. It's still integrating. It's still playing out for me. I'm still not popped out the other side. So I often find that when you go through many, many, many smaller identity shifts, quick identity shifts, I've been through a lot of those where you realize, oh shit, this isn't aligned with me anymore. This isn't who I am. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not living like this anymore. Or I'm not acting like this anymore. Or I'm not thinking like this anymore. And you shift that. Goodbye. You can wake up a new person. Boom. Overnight transformation. Or it can be a week long or months long, but they are quicker identity shifts. And then you can go through these big, big shakeups in your life. And that's how this has played out for me. And I had done so much inner work. We're going back now, probably a couple of years. I'd done so much inner work. I had up-leveled in so many ways. And because of the work I'd done, because of the up-levels that I'd had, it was almost like my mind had quantum leaped. And then my physical reality was slowly catching up with my mind. It hasn't even caught up yet. The physical is still recalibrating and reorganizing itself. But my mind has made the shift and the up level, yet the physical 3D is still going through the shift. And going back to when this all started and everything quantum leaped in my mind, and I'd done all this inner work, and it was like someone just snapped their fingers, and I realized, oh shit, I've been wearing a mask. And this mask, I'd realized, came from childhood. And we all have this mask that we start putting on in childhood, where we learn how to get love, we learn how to be liked in school by friends, by family, we learn how to get by, survive, get things to work in our favor as much as we can. And a lot of wisdom is gained through that. But we have all these masks that we learn to wear for survival and for love. And you can get to a point in your life where that heaviness of all the masks that you once wore, they're all uncomfortable and they're all starting to slip. And that was what happened to me. All these masks that I'd learned to wear, they all started to fall off and slip. Everything I thought I was, I realized I wasn't. I wasn't that person. It was all just masks. And then you go on this journey of unlearning those patterns, unlearning those behaviors, and reconnecting with who you actually are, who you actually want to be, who this next level version of yourself that is aligned with full authenticity. So I had that happen, realized all these masks were falling away, masks I didn't realize I was wearing. So that in itself was a journey. And then not long after that, my horse died. And horses, if you are a horsey person, you know that horses are a huge part of your life. When you have a horse, they take up a massive chunk of your time and energy, and they are part of your identity. So I'd had a horse since I was 6 years old, not this horse. I had my first pony when I was 6 years old, and she died, and I got my horse in my early 20s. So I had had a horse for as long as I could remember. And when something so big is part of your life for so long, of course it becomes your identity. So not only was I going through a massive up level in my mind and my awareness, so mentally, my life changed physically as well. So what was going on mentally changed, and then what was going on physically changed. Everything I thought I was, I wasn't anymore. So it almost felt like things were just crumbling around me. That's how it felt. I know now, looking back, things weren't, but I'll get onto that. But that's how it can feel, that things are just falling away, yet you're left in this empty void. And you may not have gone through that exact situation. It's very unlikely that you've gone through exactly the same situation as me, but you may have gone through something that felt similar, where things have changed very quickly. And it's almost like the structure that you were living by mentally and physically has been stripped, and you have to rebuild at that point. So, like I said in the last episode, in those moments, it is very easy to pause and stop and lose momentum and feel like, well, I've just got to see this period through. So I'm just going to shut the blinds, lock the doors, close the windows, and shut myself in until I come out this other side. It's very easy to do that, but I believe that's the worst thing you can do. You've got to keep fucking moving forwards, even if you don't know where you're going. So many, many people in this personal development space, this is what I talked about also in the last episode. Many people will tell you to grieve for your old identity. When you're going through this identity shift, grieve your old self. And if that works for you, you can absolutely do that. I'm never going to tell you you can't, but I personally don't believe it's useful. And I personally don't believe it's necessary because I'd rather you look through the lens of, instead of losing, that you've lost things in your life. You've lost identities. You've lost people. You've lost pets. You've lost whatever it was that took up all that space and was so part of your life for so long. Instead of losing that, there's a new opportunity, a new chapter to gain so much. It's an opportunity to reconnect and find yourself. And I know this isn't always just straightforward. Like, I know that that was a very sweeping statement, and I cannot speak for every single person's experience. Each individual scenario is very different. But let's say your life has changed, or you have changed, and whatever it is, what was once aligned with you actually isn't aligned anymore, or something's been taken away or removed. This is a chance to rebuild. And yeah, sometimes you might need to hit the pause button for a little while, and then we move forwards after that. Because sometimes we can unconsciously rush to replace what our mind perceives that we have lost, because that's what's familiar. You know that your mind likes familiarity. So your mind will always try to keep you in comfortable, familiar circumstances, in comfortable, familiar situations, even if they don't necessarily serve you and where you're going. Your mind likes familiarity. So if you perceive to have lost something, whether that is a relationship that has broken down, or your dog died, or something else that you have perceived to have lost, it's very easy for us to unconsciously try to recreate that familiar feeling again. So we rush to fill the uncomfortable gap that we perceive to have been left in our life, because your mind wants familiarity, because that equals safety. So that's why when a relationship breaks down, you see many, many people rushing to be with anyone or hook up with anyone and call it a rebound. Well, it's not a rebound. It's your mind causing you to seek familiarity, which is to have some kind of relationship with someone, whether it's for one night or 1 month. That's what your mind's trying to do. So this is a chance to rebuild, but rebuilding towards new, different, not the same. And you might not be in this transition of identity shifting because of anything like your dog dying, or you got laid off from your job, or your relationship breakdown. Those things may not have triggered this huge identity shift. You might just have found yourself in this massive identity shift just because you are, regardless of your individual circumstances as to why you may have found yourself in this perceived void and gap where things have changed, old identities have shifted, or old lifestyle has shifted, and you don't yet know where you're going, and you don't yet know who you're transforming into. You can feel that you're in this middle phase, which can bring feelings of confusion and this perceived emptiness. But you're in the process of actually bringing more authenticity into your life, because when you come out the other side, you are going to be a new, improved, more authentic version of yourself. So like I said in the last episode, right now you may be perceiving and feeling like you've lost something, but you are actually in the process of gaining more authenticity, more clarity in your life. So don't be trying to rush to fill the void. When I went through this whole shift where my horse died, I could have easily replaced that void and that empty space, which is still there, but I could have easily replaced that with something else or more horse riding. But I know that my mind is seeking familiarity, and I'm still in the process of deciding, is that where I'm going? Is that what I'm seeing for my future? Is that this new identity? Or is my mind just trying to take me back to the familiar, an old version of me, and a big part of this awareness and how I have been able to have this gap and this void for the past year. I've been able to deal with that thanks to rapid resolution therapy, because I have a connection with my horse all day long, every day. Because thanks to the grief work, my mind knows nothing is actually lost. It's all here. So that feeling of trying to fill the void, that franticness that can come when your life really has changed and shifted, that has dissolved. And that space and energy, that's now an opportunity for me to think, okay, well, what do I want to do going forwards? How do I want to spend my time? And for you, it might not be that that was a pet or anything else, but it might be that it was a relationship or a group of friends. But take the time before you rush to fill that gap, and take the time to understand how you might want to do things differently or better going forwards, so that you're using this time and this void and this gap for exactly what it's meant to be used for, which is to grow and to become more in alignment with who you want to become, this next chapter, this next version of you. And if you don't know who you want to become, or you're in this growth phase and you don't really know who you are now, that's also okay. Keep moving forwards. And if you are in this gap, and if you are feeling like you're in this awkward stage where you're finding yourself again and life has changed and you're finding your new life of how it's going to be going forwards, remember what I said in the last episode. Let's celebrate the fuck out of you for being in this gap, showing up here and finding more authenticity in your life, entertaining this conversation where so many people would crumble in this period. They would spiral. Even if you felt like you have spiraled on specific days or weeks or even months, that's okay too. I did throughout this 2-year period. But this is a period of your life where things are recalibrating for you. Life is recalibrating for you, and it will click into place, and you will find more alignment, authenticity, deeper values, deeper purpose when you pop out of the other side. Even if this feels weird and uncomfortable and crazy and even a bit empty right now, you are growing, you are transforming, you are in the middle of a new rebirth. There is no right or wrong with this. You are not alone. Whatever is on the other side is beyond amazing and a nice perspective to entertain if you're going through this right now, is to think that the amount of resistance or the amount of struggle or the amount of confusion or whatever it is that you currently feel is what is equal to the amount of power, transformation, clarity, peace, fun that is on the other side. So it will always be worth it. The equal amount of shit is equal to the amount of pleasure. You aren't going through this period of your life right now for no fucking reason. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that. There's going to be a reason for this. And we're going to look back and we're going to raise our glasses to each other and be like, cheers to that. We're in my G-Wagon, remember? Sometimes the journey is long. Sometimes it's bumpy. Sometimes there's a few potholes. Sometimes there's a diversion. Sometimes we stop for a break. But we're always moving fucking forwards. Always. I hope you loved this episode. Yeah, okay, sometimes we go deep, but that's just who I am. And I don't skirt around these things. I know if I have been through some of this shit, very likely you have too. So I'm going to talk about it. Come and tell me if you enjoyed this. Come and tell me if this resonates with you. You know I love you so much. And I'll see you in the next episode. If you're on a mission to close the gap between your current self and your future self, the version of you who has not only achieved her dreams, but also knows the exact steps to get there, then it's time to take the Future Self Quiz. By completing this quick quiz, you'll receive a personalized roadmap designed to transform your vision board into your reality, all tailored to your unique answers. So if you're ready to unlock the wisdom of your future self that guides you from where you are now to where you want to be, I'll drop the link in the show notes so you can go and take the quiz and pull your future self into your current reality.